This is Word of Mouth from New Hampshire Public Radio. I'm Virginia Prescott. It's flush season for the mall Santa Claus, he of the red cheeks and abundant knees, and of course, the beard. Santa's is among the most recognizable and cherished swaths of facial hair ever to sprout from a chin. But he has yet to join the professional beard growing circuit. Earlier this month, New York Times Metro Desk contributor Matt Flagenheimer infiltrated a Brooklyn nightclub, the site of the New York City Beard Competition. Word of Mouth producer Taylor Quimby called Matt to get a read of the atmosphere at the Big Apple Battle of the Beards.
I think at the very beginning it was sort of an open bar. People were seeing folks from the so-called beard circuit that they hadn't seen since it was actually a national event, I believe, in Lancaster, Pennsylvania, in October. That's sort of the big nationwide competition. Mm-hmm. And a lot of these people really recognize faces from previous competitions.
So you describe some very colorful characters in attendance, one who sounds like he really has a habit of stealing the show at some of these events, a man that calls himself the Muhammad Ali of beards. Can you tell us a little bit about Jack Passion?
I had not heard of Jack Passion, much to the chagrin of a lot of the attendees, until I arrived. I've gone back and watched some of these clips of a show called Whisker Wars on IFC, and he was apparently sort of the antagonist on that show.
I'm Jack Passion, world champion of beards.
With wins in 2007 and 2009, Passion shocked the world by becoming the first American to take gold in the full beard natural category.
But he's definitely a dynamic figure and somebody that those within the beard world look up to, in a sense. He's 28 years old. Even some of the older contestants ask him for autographs, take pictures with him. He's really, for whatever reason, captured the imagination of people who take this very seriously.
There are some standard categories for beard competitions, but also this year had some timely additions. What are the categories?
The sort of main event is the full beard. That's what Jack Passion competed in and, to his chagrin, did not place in. The freestyle is probably the most entertaining because there's not any real restriction. There was a gentleman who had Christmas ornaments hanging through these loops beneath his beard. So those two are sort of the main events. They come last. Other ones include natural mustache. I believe it was a partial beard. One of the themed competitions was the 99% beard, which is a nod to Occupy Wall Street. As far as I could tell, there was no particular touch that one needed to incorporate to qualify as a 99% beard. It was just either a costume adjustment to make somebody look like a protester, a sign, things like that.
Right.
It was it wasn't like somebody shaved a tiny bit of their beard and it was 99% full.
By what criteria do they judge facial hair for these kinds of competitions? Overall, what are they looking for? Shape or density? Are there penalties for split ends, that kind of thing?
I think a lot of it is both upkeep and faithfulness to the category. If you're doing, there's very clear distinctions between styling a mustache and having a natural mustache. If you're using product, I think you can't qualify for natural. With that said, I think presentation does make a difference. People who really took the entertainment factor seriously, I think, were rewarded. The crowd is obviously a factor. I think any judge would admit that. So in a darkened bar in Brooklyn, if they're cheering for you when you're walking across the stage, I don't think any judge is going to overlook that.
Right. As I was reading your article, for some reason, the whole scene sort of reminded me of competitive eating, a sport that I think also strikes outsiders as slightly ridiculous, but nevertheless has attained kind of a cult popularity that maybe borders on mainstream. I'm not sure. Maybe that's pushing it.
I think you're right. Competitive eating is on ESPN, I believe, on July 4th anyway.
Joey Chestnut is the world record holder, had 68 hot dogs in 10 minutes time. We couldn't get 10 guys on first take to outdo that number last week. Is Joey Chestnut an athlete?
I say yes, he is an athlete.
You mentioned that Jack did not place at all in the full beard competition.
He did not.
How did he react?
I think he was disappointed. He seemed to go through sort of a range of emotions. At first, he was sort of outraged. Some friends came over to console him. He had a few minutes to kind of mull it over, and then he decided ultimately that it reflected worse on the competition than it did on him. He's, if nothing else, very confident in his facial hair, and he trusts that he'll rebound, and if the pass is any indication, he probably will.
The best competitors don't just quit shaving and show up 6 months later. A winning beard takes work, I take it.
It takes work, and it takes years in a lot of cases. I believe Jack Passion said he hasn't shaved in 8 years. A lot of the competitors, have not shaved for at least 3 or 4, which doesn't mean that they ignore their beards. They obviously take great pains between think even for a mustache, it really requires a lot of upkeep.
Have you been inspired at all to maybe grow your own beard and compete in future competitions after having attended?
It's tough. I think on the one hand, for an event like this, professionally, it would have been helpful to be able to relate. On the other hand, as a general assignment reporter, I often have to cover things like City Hall. I'm not sure how Mayor Bloomberg would react to seeing a beard dangling a foot beneath my chin, though certainly that's not something I'm capable of doing anytime soon. It might take years.
Yeah, I'm not sure the ZZ Top is welcomed in congressional circles.
It seems unlikely to me.
Well, Matt, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
I'm ready for it.
Matt Flagenheimer there, who writes for the New York Times Metro Desk, with word of mouth producer Taylor Quimby speaking with him about the New York City Beard Competition hosted by the Gotham City Beard Alliance. You can find a link to Matt's coverage of the event at wordofmouthradio.org, where you can also comb through a gallery of some pretty serious facial hair, or follow our strand on Facebook or Twitter. Coming up, food writer J.M. Hirsch shares his list of the year's best cookbooks and some food trends that he hopes will expire with the new year. You're listening to Word of Mouth from New Hampshire Public Radio and online anytime at wordofmouthradio.org.